You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, my name is James.
Belgium's government has banned visitors to nursing homes to curb the spread of COVID-19. But for those residents, this little voice could be a saving grace.
I am excited that I will be put to use in elderly care facilities to fight against loneliness in these times of corona.
This is James.
I am a robot from Zorobits.
A 1.2-metre tall, butler-style robot from Belgian robotics software firm Zorobots. The firm is lending 60 James machines to several nursing homes in the country to use for video calling. The robot is fitted with a simplified interface so a care home worker can program them to self-navigate to a resident's room and connect to a video call through Facebook Messenger.
Our residents miss the contact with the outside world and their families. But of course there is also a great concern among the family. How is my mum doing? How is my dad doing now? The robot can help us a lot. On one hand, to keep that contact, we see that robot calls are high quality. Everyone is well understood, considering the situation that can replace the physical contact.
That's Ostend City Government's Director of Residential Care, Nellie van der Wiel. She says the robots will also help staff.
On the other hand, it's also an advantage that we can program the robot to go through the corridors and into rooms. As a result, extra interventions of the nurses are not needed. We don't have to bring or pick up a tablet or computer.
Zorobots co-CEO Tommy de Blijk says the firm could lend up to 1,000 robots to care homes.
From our colleagues, the idea rose, you know what, we have the knowledge and the experience of working in elderly care with different robots. We have the software which is capable of telecommunicating from a distance. We have elders who are not able to communicate with the outside world. Why shouldn't we give our robots out there? We both know that the world is going to stop for a couple of weeks. The stock is going to sit here. We will not be able to sell, so why not use it in a good way?
In Belgium, coronavirus has infected 1,085 people and killed 5. As part of the robot scheme, telecoms firm Telenet will give a free 4G router to care homes that don't already have Wi-Fi. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.